Shalom Aleichem, everybody. I'm muted, or can people hear me? Can't hear me. Okay. Yesterday we started the Gemara Chof Aleph on the base. There is a machlokes hatanaim. Rabbi Yisak Lili is of the opinion that chametz b'pesach is muta b'hanoah, and we paskin that it's also b'hanoah. So the question is, where does it say that in Chumash? Chumash just says you're not allowed to eat chametz. It doesn't say it's also b'hanoah. So that's the famous machlokes Chizkiyah and Rabbi Abahu on Chof Aleph on the base. So Chizkiyah claims that the two Isuri Hanoa that we're discussing in the sugya, namely Chometz bePesach and Shor HaNiskal, the fact about Shor HaNiskal says Lo Yochalas B'Sar, you're not allowed to eat it. How do you know that it's also Manoa? The Gemara Baba Kama assumes that it's also Manoa. The sugya assumes, and the Mishnah Kiddushin probably says if you're Mekadosh Anisha with the Shor HaNiskal, and the Mekadoshes, because if you're Mekadosh with the Isuri Hanoa, then you're Mekadoshes. So what's the Mokar? So Chizkiyah claims, because of the strange construction of the verb, lo ye'achel es besor, lo ye'achel, should have said lo sochlu, lo ye'achel should not be eaten, somehow that has the connotation of implying that it's also b'hanoah. It means you shouldn't even have your dog eat it. If it's isuri achila, so only Jewish people are not allowed to eat, goyim are allowed to eat. But if it says lo ye'achel, you should see to it that it should not be eaten, means that if I'm going to feed it to the dog, instead of paying money for lunch for the dog, I'm going to give him something that's also b'hanoah, so then I'm saving money on the lunch. So that's my violation of Isuri Hanoah. And the same by Chometz, it says, Lo Yeochel. Shivas Yom, sorry, Lo Yeochel. So that means that it's also b'hanoah. And Rabbi Bo disagrees and he says, no, you don't need a special Yalfusa. It's a general sweeping cloud. All Isuri Achila should also be also b'hanoah. Anytime there's a macholas halsuris in principle, it should be also b'hanoah as well, unless you have a raya from the pasuk that is muta b'hanoah. So there are more exceptions to the rule than there are examples of the rule. What are the exceptions to the rule? So dam is muta b'hanoah. How do you know? Because the Mishnah in Yuma says that the dam from the, even dam from the carbonus is mutabano, even though it has an isa dam and has an isa kochim on it. So then the isa kochim is off after the zrika sadam. Nasis mitzvasa, en lechodavish nas mitzvasa mailimbo. But the isa dam should remain even after the zrika sadam. And the Mishnah says that the dam elevi, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah about 10 lines from the bottom of dafchav beis amin aleph. Elu v'elu, all the dam from the kambonis, misarvim ba'oma ba'amo. There was an ama, a ditch in the floor in the Beis Hamikdash. It was an ama deep and an ama wide, and they would allow water to go through to wash the floors of the Beis Hamikdash. So the dam from all the kambonis would gather on the floor, and then when they would plug, the water was going through the amas amayim. Then they would put a plug in the amas amayim, and the water would rise. The water level would rise to the top. Then the whole floor of the Azor would get wet, and all the dam would get diluted in the water. And then they would take out the plug, and all the water would go down the drain with the dam of the carbonus. So it would go to Nachal Kidron, Elu ve'elu misarvim ba'amo, v'yotzim le'Nachal Kidron, and the Nimkarim, the Gizborim, and the Beis Hamikdash would charge money to the Ganonim, to the farmers, or to the people who had a gan, to the farmers. Because the dam would help irrigate the ground. If you have dam, so whatever is growing from the ground will grow better. So they would charge money. And if the farmers wouldn't pay, if the farmers don't pay for it, so it's a violation of Me'ilah. So that's what Tosis writes right away. It's only a violation of Me'ilah Midirabbanan. It's already finished. Nasis Mitzvasai. There's no me'ilah in our Torah over here. The dam of the carbonus, there's no me'ilah even before Zrika Sadam. Taisus quotes the din. Even before Zrika Sadam, there's no me'ilah in the dam. A pasuk. Yeah. So the fact that we allow the gardeners and we effectively allow the farmers to use the dam, bichlal, for the purpose of irrigating the farm, either getting hanoah from the dam, say, so you see, dam is mutabana. So the Gemara gives you a pasuk. Then the Gemara says, Eid Menachai is mutabahanoah. It's only Asa Bachila mutabahanoah. How do you see? Because the Gemara quotes the din of Lifnei Iva, Lesite Michshol. You're not allowed to be moshed Even though he's not Jewish, even if the Iver is not Jewish. It's the difference of the Pasht. There's a difference between a mitzvah sese, shebin adam l'chaveira, mitzvah lo sese. Mitzvah sese, shebin adam l'chaveira, a mechuyev to be mebaka chayla, and to be koyver as hameisim, and to be menachem oval, to give a halvua, gemidus chasodim. So you're only mechuyev bin adam l'chaveira to another fellow Jew, because you're only mechuyev to do for others who are mechuyev to reciprocate, then mechuyev to give back. When there's reciprocity, then you're mechuyev to do for others. But the nochrim and the nerech are not mechuyev to do back for us. We're not mechuyev to do for them in the first place. But a loy sese doesn't need reciprocity. Let's say loy sigzol. It happens that the b'nei nerech are not allowed to steal either. But even without reciprocity, anisa doesn't need reciprocity. A chiyuv mitzvah, I'm mechuyev to do something on behalf of other people. If they're mechuyev to do for me, I'm mechuyev to do for them. But when it comes to a lav, let's say gezalakum, gezalakum should certainly be osir. There's one opinion in the Gemara and Baba Kama, in the end of Baba Kama, that gezalakum is only an isa mid the rabbanon. So that's a pella. How can it be? It's an isa. There should be an isa gezalakum in our Torah. So the Rishonim say there it's based on a special gzeres akos, a special consideration. The pasuk says amad vaymeded eretz ro bayat goyim, with that's in the haftorah of Shavuos. Where is that? Avadia. I think it's in Avadia, Chazon Avadia. Forgot already. I think so. So it says, Amad Vaymoyded Eretz HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked around the world on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, and he saw that the Ummah Soilam are not observing the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Enoch. Roa Vayata Goyim. So he saw Roa. He saw the Ummah Soilam are not observing the Sheva Mitzvahs Vayata Goyim. Hitam. So one interpretation in the Pasuk is, Hitam Amoinam Li Yisrael. He allowed the Jewish people to take their money. So that Tana holds that Gezalakim is mutam and atar because of our special Gzeres HaKosev. And then the Rishonim explained what does the Gzeres HaKosev mean, just like there is a din deraisa, kol mashikon ebed kon rabba, if you have an ebed kanaini, there's a din kol mashikon tzishon kon abayla, that's only a din midirabonim. And it doesn't mean kol mashikon tzishon kon abayla, the Baal owns it 100%, the Baal is echa beris. But he doesn't own it 100%. Kol mashikon ebed kon rabba is a din deraisa. It means he owns the odin, owns everything completely. So some rishonim amazbe that pasuk. What does it mean? Hitam amad behitam amonim leYisrael. We, the Torah, tell, the Rabban Shalom declared on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai because he saw the Ummah Soilam were not observing the Sheva Mitzvahs Benech. This is one Tana. We don't pass like that. We pass in Gezalakam is an isa deraisa. Even if it won't come, lidechil Hashem. The other Tana holds that Gezalakam is muta unless it may lead to a chilul Hashem. Then it's an isa mitam chilul Hashem. But we say even if it's vada, it's not going to lead to a chilul Hashem. Gezalakam is awesome. So the Tana who holds muta bases it on this gzeres hakosev that the Rabban said the Ummah Soilam have a din like an ebed kanaini to the Bnei Yisrael called Mashikana ebed kana rabbi. So any Jewish person has the right to declare he's my ebed and I have a right to take his money. Okay, but we don't pass like that. A lot of times there's a sheet of Rabbi Yosef Glili, Chomes B'Pesach is Mutabana. We don't pass like that either. A lot of things we don't pass like. Yeah. So the Gemara says that Lifneiva L'Sitei Michshol even applies Legabi Anochri. You're not allowed to give an Eitz Hashem who Genes to Anochri. You're not allowed to trip up Anochri that he should have a Hepsid moment, that he should break his head. You got to put a stumbler block in front of him. He should trip on it. He should hurt himself. Are you not allowed to mislead him into doing an avera? Lifnei Iver and an avera. The Pashta says that all the Lifnei Ivers apply Legabi Nochem, because when it comes to the avera Shebin Al Machavera, you don't need reciprocity. I don't know why, what motivated Rav Moshe Weinstein has a tshuva about this. He thinks that the Lifnei Iver, Lesiti Mirshal, the avera Bin Al Machavera, not to give an Eitz Hashenu Hu Genes, and not to put a stumbling block, does not apply Legabi Nochem. Because all the mitzvahs Shebin Al Machaveira only apply if the other person is Yisrael. But only Lifnei Iver of doing Averis, that applies to even if the Nochri wants to eat an Eid Menachai. I don't know what forced him to say like that. I would have thought Pashat Pshat is that we distinguish between a mitzvah sese Shebin Al Machaveira mitzvahs lo sese. The mitzvah sese need reciprocity. That's a Rashi and Chumash has like that. On the Pasuk in Vayichi, when Yaakov Avinu requests of Yosef. Simnayot chatach sirich v'sisayimadi chesed v'emes. Chesed shoysim emameisim is chesed shel emes, because enim etzapa the talshlam schar. Calls man a person is alive, I do a teva for him, so I know he's going to repay the teva. And not only I know he's going to repay it, then he's mechuyib to repay. The Gemara says, if I danced at your wedding and I gave you a chasnan matana, that's called shujbinus, when I gave you a matana. Gemara has in Baba Basra, shujbinus is nigvis bebezin. If I gave you a matana that was worth $50, so when I get married after you, you're mechuyib to dance at my wedding and to give me a matana of $50. Shujbinus is nigvis bebezin. That's a chiyuv. All bin adam lachaveris are reciprocal. There's always reciprocity. But when you do chesed im amesim, that's chesed shalemis. Enim etzap tashem schar. That's only the midah. Why is it called chesed shalemis? Because I think that maybe the pshat is like this. HaKadosh Baruch has many different midas. He's racham hachanan, erech hapayim, all different midas. So which is the main midah? So the Gemara says that a note once came down from heaven. Sheknes HaGdoyla got the note in the beginning of the Baisheni period, where there was a body of 120 Chachamim, known as the Sheknes HaGdoyla, and the note was signed Emes. So they understood that Chosom Mashal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. That's why the Rabban Shalom signs letters. If he sends you a letter, he'll sign it Emes. If he sends you a check, he'll sign it Emes. That's his signature. What does it mean? So the Poshe Pshat, what it means is that from all the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ike midas, midas are emes. So we are obligated to do chesed with the mesim. There's no reciprocity. It's not been on Machaveri. He's not alive. But on Machaveri is only if Chaveri is alive. I'm Meshubit to other human beings. I can't be Meshubit to a dog. I can't be Meshubit to a dead body. He's not a person. He's dead. So that's the midah of chesed. You mechuyiv to do the midah of chesed because v'halavta bedrachov. So that's why we call it chesed shalemis. We're mechuyiv to do chesed, even in amesim, because that's midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because v'halachta b'drach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about chesed. So again, so the Gemara proves that you're not allowed to be Moshe Dave Menachai to Benech because of Lifnehiva, but to be Moshe Dave Menachai to a Behemah would be mutter. But you're gaining over here. Otherwise, you would have to feed the animal. You would have to pay money for food. So he's saving money on the food. So you see that Eiv Menachai is Muta Bahano. It's only Asa Bachilo. But to feed it to a behemoth is Muta Bahano. What else? Nebela Trefa says, Beferish and Nechumish. Nebela says, Lagera Shabashacha Tidnana Machala Machala Nachri. So if you're allowed to sell it to a guy, obviously mochal anocher, obviously it's mutabano. If it would have been osbano, you wouldn't be allowed to sell it to the guy. That's the poshup shot. Whenever you have something that's osbano, so if you're, all forms of hano are forbidden. So one form of hano is if I sell it and I get paid money for it. So I'm making money on it. I'm making money on the deal. So then that's a violation of isiri hano. The Chasam Sofer has a tshuva where he talks about an obscure opinion in the Rishonim. He's medayik this from a Ran on the Rif from Maseches Avodah Zarah, that there was such an opinion in the days of the Rishonim. We have it more explicitly than his diuk. We have it, there's a Sefer known as Shita L'Noda L'Mi. It's a manuscript from the days of the Rishonim on Maseches Kiddushin. It's anonymous. I don't think it was written anonymously, but the first page of the manuscript was missing, where it says whose chidushim these were. So that's why in his stores they print it, they sell it. Shita l'noda l'mi on chidushim. So the shita l'noda l'mi develops this idea. He quotes this opinion that to sell isuri hanoa is only called gram hanoa. You get hanoa from Yisra hanoa means, let's say instead of sitting on the floor, I want to sit on an elevated platform. So I elevate the platform by putting boxes of basa b'cholov. So if there wouldn't be basa b'cholov in the boxes, there would just be the cardboard box. I would be much lower. The reason why it's higher, because I have all of the trefa meat over there. I have all the basa b'cholov there. So basa b'cholov is awesome hanoa. I'm getting hanoa by sitting on top of it. So basa b'cholov is also b'ano, but nevela is muta b'ano. Nevela is muta b'ano. So So according to this Shita Lanoi Delami, according to this opinion that the Chasam Sofer and the Tshuva found in the Rana Maseches Avodah Zarah, if you sell Yisuri HaNoah, you get paid money, that's only a violation of Yisuri HaNoah Midirabbanan. That's Gram HaNoah. Yisuri HaNoah means I'm sitting on it. Or let's say I smell, there's Besamim Shel Avodah Zarah, they're flowers that are deified. Some people worship these flowers. And I go over specially and I smell it. So I walked over specially to smell it. So that's a violation of Yisuri HaNoah. I'm not allowed to get HaNoah from Yisuri HaNoah. So that's because I'm getting HaNoah from the Yisuri HaNoah. But if I sell it to someone else, the other person is a goy, he can get on the isn't he? Sell it to someone else and he gives me money, and then I use the money. So if the din would be toif as dama, but if Yisuri HaNoah would be toif sim demayim, then the money, the cash that I get in payment for the Yisuri HaNoah would be also HaNoah. But most Yisuri HaNoah not toif sim demayim. Which Yisuri HaNoah toif sim demayim? Aber Yisuri tofes as dameho, and Hegdish is toif as dama from Perish Vias. That's all. Perish Vias is toif as dama because the Pasuk says Kodesh, Kodesh ti Elohim. And it says it twice. It says in Shnas HaShmita, Kodesh ti Elohim. So Rashi and Chumash on Parshas Bahar quotes from the Tanoim, quotes from the Torah's Kohanim. The first time it says Kodesh goes on the Kedushas HaShana, the Kedushas Man. Shnas HaShmita, Shnas HaYevel also, Shnas HaShmita has a Kedushas Man, Kodesh ti Elohim. Then the second time it says Kodesh ti Elohim, what do you need twice? The second time it goes on the Peris, that the Peris that grow in Eretz Yisrael, Shnas HaShmita, have a Kedushas Peris Shvius. So the Gemara has learns that from Psukim that just like Hegdish is Teifes Damav, that you have other Psukim. Hegdish is Teifes Damav. When the Gizmo Shal Hegdish sells something, so the money that I give to buy from the Gizbar is Nitvas B'Kedushas Hegdish. That's Hegdish Teifes Damav. So just like Hegdish Teifes Damav, so Perishvis are called Kodesh Tielachem. It has Kedusha, so the Perishvis are Teifes Damav. But Basa B'Cholam and Chametz, let's say I sell Chametz B'Pesach, so I violated Yisuri HaNoah. Unless you hold like Rabbi Yosef Glili, the Chametz B'Pesach Mutar B'Hanoah. But the way we paskin that, it's also B'Hanoah. So we assume, like Rov HaRishonim, that selling Yisuri HaNoah is a violation of Yisuri HaNoah. You're getting money. This unusual opinion, there was Shita Lano Delemi, this day holds that selling Yisuri HaNoah and getting paid money is only a violation of the Rabban, because it's really only Gram HaNoah. You're not getting HaNoah from the Yisuri HaNoah, you're getting HaNoah from the money. Yeah, so that's what the first Tosfos in the Perek points out, that Chametz B'Pesach is not Teifes Damav. If you sell the Chametz and you get paid money, the money does not become Asav HaNoah. The only things that are Teifes, the only things that are Asav HaNoah that are Teifes in the name is Hegdish, and Avodah Zarah Tofes as Damav, and even Chalipe Chalipin. Let's say, I sold Avodah Zarah, I sold Yayin Esach, the Krubis, I sold Yayin Esach, and I got paid money. And then with the money, I bought something else. That's already Chalipe Chalipin. So even Chalipe Chalipe in the Gemara is a machlokes in the Gemara now, but I think we pass, and that's also Asa B'Hanoah. So again, so how do you know whether Nevela is Mutar B'Hanoah? It's a Pasuk. It says, Machala Nachri, you see from the Pasuk that it's Mutar B'Hanoah. You see from the Pasuk it's Mutar B'Hanoah. What about Trefa? Trefa says, Lakelav Tashlichan also. It means you're allowed to feed it to your own dogs. You see, beferish. The trefa is mutar b'hanoah. So trefa, nevela, amutar b'hanoah. Dam is mutar b'hanoah. It's a pasuk. Ev menachai, see, from the brisa is mutar b'hanoah. What about Gidanoshe? Gidanoshe is a machlokes hatanoim. The Zohar, the Beis Yosef quotes the Zohar. The Gidanoshe is also b'hanoah. As if we should consider the Zohar's opinion over here. It should carry weight over here. So the Bach points out the Zohar, we always assumed, was authored by Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. You don't need the Zohar to tell us that. The Gemara quotes Reb Shimon Bar Yochai holds that the Gidanash is also B'Hanoah. It doesn't add more weight to say that the Zohar says that it's also B'Hanoah. That's Reb Shimon. We know Reb Shimon. The Gemara quotes Reb Shimon holds. The Gemara is going to explain what it depends on. So most assume that Gidanash is Mutar B'Hanoah against Reb Shimon. Even though he wrote the Zohar, but we assume that Yochid v'Rab Malacha k'Rab, and the majority opinion is that Gidon Asher is Mutta Bahano. Yeah. So you have so many things. Rabbi Bo's opinion is that the Derech Klal, Kol Mokim Shenema, any place that there's an Isra Achila, it implies automatically there's an Isra Hanoa, unless Ashiyifart Lachakosav, Derech Shepard Lachab Nevela. So you have more exceptions to the rule than you have the rule. You have Nevela, Trefa, Kiran Noshe, according to Rov Hatanoim. What do we have again? Avim and Achai, Dam. So many Yisurim. That the only two where the Klal applies, you have a rule. Like we said, the Rambam writes in one place, the rule is a mitzvah says such as Mangram and Nashim HaPater, but there are exceptions to the rules. I think there's a Rambam in the Pirush and Mishnayos in one place where he writes, there are more exceptions to the rule than cases that the rule applies to. Because Hakel says Beferish that women are Mechuyiv, and Kiddush women are Mechuyiv, Kiddush on Shabbos, and Matzah on Pesach night, the women are Mechuyiv. And then there are more. And Simchas Yontav is Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, where the women are Mechuyiv and Simcha. So the Rambam writes in one place, there are more exceptions to the rule than cases that are governed by the rule. So here, the rule of Rabbi Bo, Kol Makam Shenema, all Macholos Hasuras, should also be Osa Bano, only applies to two cases, only applies to Chametz B'Pesach and Shara Niskal, that's all. And you have all of the others are exceptions to the rule.
Rabbi? Yes. If Chametz B'Pesach would have been Tofes Damav, Would the money have been Asur Bahano itself, or there's just an Asur Hano because you're benefiting from the original Chefta that was Asur Bahano?
No, Teifes Dama means that the money becomes Asur. Not only Asur to me, Asur, no one's allowed to get Hano from that money. No Jewish people are allowed to get Hano from that money because it's Teifes Dama. Same thing by Baba Dizar, Teifes Dama, yeah.
Let's say the original chefza is destroyed afterwards. So would the money...
It'll still be awesome. The money will still be awesome. If the din is that it's teifes damav. Hamza chomiz b'pesach is not teifes damav. The only things that it types in the name is perish vias, because it's called kodesh, hegdish, and abad izar. And everything else, all the other yisurah, no, not types in the name. Yeah, so that's this famous machlagis chizke and Rabbi Abohu. So Rabbi Abba's klal is kol makam shenema, right? Kol makam shenema. All the Yisurei Achila, in principle, should have been awesome. No, unless you have a pasuk to say that is muta. What's the story with Chulin bo Azora? Is that also b'hano or not? So the din is halacha l'maisa, it's also b'hano. Chulin shenishchatu b'azora. If a person brings a tuna fish sandwich into the Azora and he takes it out, you don't say it's Chulin b'azora. Means if you shecht chulin b'azor, you're not allowed to eat a tuna fish sandwich in the azor. That's another din. You're not allowed to eat chulin b'azor. But chulin b'azor becomes asa b'ano. That's only if you shecht it in the azor. Sami took it in, he took it out, it doesn't become asa. And what's that din? Chulin shenishchat b'azor. That's an isa deraisa, an isa derabanan. The Gemara said, that's a machlokes hatanoim. Whether chulin shenishchat b'azor is an isa deraisa, an isa derabanan. The machlokes is whether it's asa b'hano deraisa derabanan. What about asa b'achila? And what about teshecht chulam b'azara? Teshecht it for sure is asa, and to eat it for sure is asa. All machlokes only is whether it's asa b'hano or not. So that's what Tosfos has a comment on chabesam and ala dibra mascha chulam b'azara pirush akuntris. The machlokes is whether it's asa b'hano. Menatara sounds like from Rashi that to shecht it bazara for sure is also, and to eat it for sure is also. The whole machlokes only is the isra hanoah and chulin shenishcha the bazara zat haraisa derabanan. So Tosfos says, v'loy mashma pshat halacha kein. They say Rashi is wrong because of beferish gemara in nazir and daf chav tesam and base. What's a nazir? There's a machlokes of yechan reish lakish. How do you understand the din in the Mishnah? Mishnah has a din. The difference is between a father and a mother. Of Madaraz Bana Banazir, a woman can become a Nazira. So Beferish Pasuk. Isha Isha Kida Neda Nazir Lahazal Hashem. A woman can become a Nazira. It's a Beferish Pasuk. The question is, the father can be Madaraz Bana Banazir. The couple have children. So the father wants to declare his son should be a Nazir. And then the son will have to observe. The son is not bar mitzvah. If the kid is, he has to bar mitzvah, he's on his own. The father has the right to declare that the son should be a Nazir. The father has the right to declare the daughter should be a Nazira, and the mother has no right, not on the son, not on the daughter, only the father on the son. Of mother is Bnei B'Nazir, and the father has to see to it. The child is before Bar Mitzvah. He's not mechuyev to observe anything. But the father has to see to it. The child should observe the dinim of Naziris. And when the Naziris is up, when the 30 days are up, however long he declared his child should be a Nazir, it doesn't have to be 30 days. It can't be less than 30 days. Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. But it doesn't have to be in units of 30 days, not 30, 60, 90, 120. It can have 30, 40, 50. You can't have 50 and a half days. It doesn't go in units of half days. It has to be units of days. That's the Mishnayis and Nazir like that. So when the Malosa of the Naziris is up, so then the Rambam says the father has to bring a korban for the Nazir, like any Nazir, in order that the Nazir should be allowed to take a haircut and drink wine, and mitamer lemesim, he has to bring the korbanos at the end. The korbanos are matir, remove all of the Yisur and Naziris. The Ramban HaChumash explains, Kodesh Yiyah Gadol Peres HaRosha, the Nazir is on a certain high level of Kedusha. So once a person attains a level of Kedusha, we say, Malam HaKadosh Olam HaRid, you're not allowed to go down. So how can you ever have a Nazir go down? So Nazir Shimshon is a Nazir for the rest of his life. And so that's what some Mefarshim pointed out in the Haftarah of Parshas Noso. In Parshas Noso, you have the Dinim of Naziris. No? I think so. So you have, in Chumash, is Nazir Lashem Yudke Vavke. In the Haftarah, from Sefer Shoftim, it says about Shimshon, Nazir Elikim Yianar Min Abet and Ad Yomo. So why Nazir Elikim? Because Shimshon was a Nazir Shimshon. So Nazir Shimshon doesn't have HaTorah, and he's obligated to preserve Naziris for the rest of his life. So that's Meikir Adin. Nazir Elikim, Bemidus Adin, one who becomes a Nazir should remain on that level of Tusha for the rest of his life. And the Chumash is Nazir Lashem, Yudke Vavske, Bemidus Arachmim. Will allow you to terminate the Naziris and you bring karbonis and then everything is off. Everything is mutter. You're allowed to be metamel amesim, you're allowed to drink wine and you're allowed to take the haircut. The three Yisurim are taken off. Yeah. So, how did we get involved over here already? I forgot. Yeah. So the Gemara there has a machloikis, Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish. What is this all about? What is the mocker of this institution? Ha'ov mother is Barab ben Azar, and not only the father, not the mother. So Rabbi Yechanan says it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. It can't be other. There's no pasuk. No pasuk, and there's no drasha yud gimel midrash shatar and the reshes mem. The whole thing must be halacha l'moshe m'sinai. And Reish Lakish says no, it's only midirabbanim mitam chinuch. The father has a right, mitam chinuch, to declare his son chinuch to sit with, that the child sits in sukkah, that he shakes a lulav, that he davens and says krishma, and he observes all the mitzvahs. That's a real din of chinuch. That's a real din of chinuch. But this, every father is mechuyev to force his son to observe naziris. Father doesn't have to observe naziris for himself. This is an optional chinuch. If the father wants to, he has a right to declare his son as a nazir. So this kind of regular chinuch, to have the children observe the mitzvahs HaTorah, to fast on Yom Kippur, and to keep all the mitzvahs HaTorah. That applies, the father and the mother both have a chayav chinuch for their children, the sons and the daughters. But this new kind of chinuch, that the father should see to it, that his son should observe naziris, the father, when the child is going to be bar mitzvah, he's not mechuyev to become a nazir. So why should the father have a right to make him a nazir? That's Rabbi Yechanan, so Reish Lakish said, that's also included. That's a special aspect of chinuch. Chinuch is only with the Rabbanan. This chinuch to teach the children, they can eat all the chazah you want now, but after your bar mitzvah, next month you're going to be bar mitzvah. After bar mitzvah, you can't eat treifas. So that chinuch that says, that says in the Chumash you have to do, but chinuch that you have to train the child now that he shouldn't eat treifa food and that he should do the mitzvah, that chinuch to see to it that the children observe the mitzvah, that's only with the Rabbanan. So this is so that the Rabbanan Alpi Pashta supplies both to both parents and to both children, sons and daughters and fathers and mothers. This unique chinuch that the father declares his son should be a nazir and should observe it, this is only a father and a son. It doesn't apply to the father and the daughter, and it doesn't apply to the mothers. Mothers are not mechuyev in that. So that's where Rish Lakish says that this is only an aspect of chinuch midrabbanan. So the Gemara said, what do you mean chinuch midrabbanan? But the kid brings the karbanas at the end of the 30 days, at the end of the malos of the Naziris. If the whole chinuch is only midrabbanan, it's not halacha. According to Rabbi Yechon, it's halacha Moshe Mitzinai. So it's a din deraisa. But according to Rish Lakish, that's only midin chinuch. So isn't there an isa shchitas chulim ba'azara? So the Gemara says, Rish Lakish holds that chulim ba'azara lab deraisa. Min chulim azar lab deraisa, even to shech chulim in the azar. And then later on, he brings a shalmei nozer. The nozer brings a shlamim. Then you eat the shlamim. So there's no isa. There's no isa to eat chulim ba'azara. On the level of deraisa, there's no isa to shech chulim azar. There's no isa to eat chulim azar. It's only the whole thing is only awesome in the rabbanan. Chulim azar. Say hey, mama, hey, mamru. Over here, even though in Atar, this is really chulam azar, because the child is not a nazir. So what are you bringing karbanas of naziris for? So the holy said chulam azar is only the rabbanon, according to Reish Lakish, according to Rabbi Yechanan. And that's so chulam azar, he's free to say, Rabbi Yechanan is free to say that the issa chulam azar is the right. So he can say the three issues: the shech chulam azar, and then if you did shech, that is it asa b'achila, and if it's asa b'achila, is it also asa b'hanoa? There's a fourth issue. Is it mutter to burn chulin on the mizbeach? Let's say I have a tuna fish sandwich, and I go into the Beis Hamikdash, and there's a fire on the mizbeach, and I put my tuna fish sandwich on the mizbeach. Tuna fish sandwich is not a form of korban that the Torah prescribes. That's not a korban. Tuna fish sandwich is not a korban. There is specific, well, let's say the bread, that's an isa. You're not allowed to bring saradvash, that he'll get malchus for that. Let's say it's a tuna fish sandwich from matzah on top, matzah on the bottom, tuna fish in the middle. But it's chulin. It's not, he wasn't magdush as a carbon. There is no such carbon. So Tosis points out over there, we would have thought that for sure is an isa, to be makriv on the mizbeach, something that's chulin. That for sure is an isa. So you see from the Gemara in Nozer, Davchav Tesim Beis, not so. Rishlokesh holds chul ma'azor is lav derais, and you even zarek the dam on the mizbech, and you burn the imurim on the mizbech, but it's a behemas chulin. So everything of chulin ba'azor is only the rabbanah. The isa to shecht it in the azor, the isa to be makaveh on the mizbech is only the rabbanah, isa to achil and the isa ando. But if you're all like Rabbi Yechanan, that ha'av ma'adav is rabbanah, says halach l'moshim sinai, so there's no hechrich from the Mishnah to assume that chulin ma'azor lav derais. So there are different versions in the Gemara, whether there's room to say like the Tanaim, Chulam Azar is an Isa Deraisa. Learned that from Psukim. What are the Psukim says? When you come to Eretz Yisrael, Amata Ochla Basik, Kisav and Abshech, Alechal Basim, Ochalav, Islam, Shetizbach, Yachal Tabasik, and Shechtani. So it says, Kirichak Memcha Amokim, because you live so far away from Yushalayim. So it's too far to expect of the person he should bring a korban shlamim and eat it as a korban. In the midbar, they were all there. They were all surrounding the Mishkan. So there was no heta to shecht chulin in the midbar. They had to bring everything as a korban. But when they come to Eretz Yisrael, then it says in the Chumash, that's what we call b'sar taiva. Why? Because the Jews will be spread out. They'll be so far away from the Beis HaMikdash. So then it's mutter to shecht. So it sounds like you're only allowed to shecht because it's far away from the Beis HaMikdash. But to shecht chulin in the Azorah from the Mashmos of the Pasuk sounds perhaps that it's an Isa deraisa. That's one opinion. Then the Gemara has another opinion. What is the mocker? Where do you see in the Chumash that chulin Azorah is an Isa? The Gemara has another opinion that is based on the Pasuk. There's an Isa koris am shchutei chutz. You're not allowed to shecht korban is chutz le Beis HaMikdash. There's an Isa Shechet Bachutz and Mala Bachutz. That's in Parsha Zachrei Mois. Parsha Zachrei Mois. There's an Isa Shechet Bachutz and there's an Isa, you're not allowed to shecht karbon is outside of the Azara. And then there's another Isa, even if the karbon was Nishchat in the Azara, you're going to be Mala Bachutz. You're going to take the Emurim and burn them on a Bama, which you set up outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's an Isa Mala Bachutz. That's the name of the Perik and the end of Zvachim, Shechet Vahamala. There's an Issa Koris of Shech Bachutz, and there's an Issa Koris of Mala Bachutz. If you makrib something, chutz lebeis hamigdash. So the Gemara says, Ma sheli b'shalochem osir, it's prohibited to be makrib to Shech Karbonis, chutz la'azara, av shalochem b'shali is osir. So too you should not Shech Chulin in the Azar, just like you shouldn't Shech Kotchim, chutz la'azara, so you shouldn't Shech Chulin in the Azar. doesn't necessarily follow that there's going to be an Issa Kares just because Shchut Dechutz has Kares, doesn't mean that the Shechet Chulam Hazal is going to have Kares. But that's one opinion in Gemara. That's the marker for this Issa Dereis. If you hold the Chulam Hazal is Dereis. Fine. So Chulam Hazal, we assume, is an Issa.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Rabbi, why did the Gemara have to assume that Chulam Shneshchutub Hazal is Drabanan? Why couldn't the Gemara say, like Tosef says in Chagiga, by the Korban Re'iyah, by the Katan, it's brought as an Adava, even though he's not actually Chayiv in the Korban Re'iyah. Tosef says that he brings the Korban Re'iyah in the form of Nadava. Why can't you say the same thing over here? That's how he's bringing it, even, and then you avoid saying that it's that Chulin Shlish Kubazar is Drabon.
Yeah, the Oilas Re'iyah is an Oilas. So Oilas is Bob in Adava. Oilas and Shlamim is Bob in Adava, but the Nazar has to bring a Chatas also. Now it brings a chatos. So the chatos is never bob in a dova. So that has to be that chulam azar, lav deraisa. Yeah, you're right. The oil and the shlamim would not pose a problem. He brings three karbonas. The nozer brings three karbonas, yeah. So that's the Gemara. Yeah, and chafala from the basic, Gemara quotes machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Yudah regarding the pasuk by Nevela. It says, "Lagerish Abishrachet Tnei Bachala Machala Nochri." So Rav Meir is of the opinion, "Echad Leg." It doesn't make a difference, even though the pasuk says, "What kind of a ger? Lagerish Abishrachet Tnei Bachala." You're allowed to give an nevela to a ger. Why the ger doesn't have to keep kosher? So obviously it means a ger toshav. It doesn't mean a ger tzedek. A ger tzedek means a nochri shen is gair is mechuyev to observe all the mitzvah Torah. The Gerim have to observe all the same mitzvahs that the Jewish people have to observe. He's 100% Jewish, like everybody else, like you and me. So it means a Ger Tosha. What is a Ger Tosha? Ger Tosha means a non-Jew who accepted upon himself to observe the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. And what special dinim does he have? So he accepted. Even if he doesn't accept, he's obligated to observe the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So what is the relevance? What's the significance of his accepting? That's what the Achrayim raised that question. Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Avdei Nezer, both of whom died around 100 years ago in the early 1900s, so they both raised in their son, they both raised the same question. Why is there such an institution of a Ger Toshav? Ger Toshav means a Nochri who accepted upon himself, he committed himself to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Erech. What is he committing? Is Mechuyev ready to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Erech? So Yosef Engel quotes the Gemara in Baba Kama and Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara quotes that pasuk in Treyasa. Omad by Moed Eretz, Ro Vayata Goyim. So the Gemara has two interpretations. Ro Vayata, what was a hitter? So one pshat was hitter Mamoinim Li Yisrael. If you hold like the Tana, that Gezalakim is Mutam and Atorah, we don't pass like that. If you hold Gezalakim is Mutam and Atorah, so you say hitter Mamoinim Li Yisrael. The Jews have a right to take the mammon from the Nochem. If you hold Gezlak Mizosim and Atera, so what does it mean, heat there? Omad by Maida Eretz, Ra by Yatakoim, Ra Sheva Mitzvahs that have been in Erech are not observing. Omad behitalehem. So he said, okay, the Rosh Lam said, it's too much for you. So you don't have to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs. Heat there, heatalehem. So the Gemara says, Emke Matzina Chayte Nizgar. What do you mean? Because they sinned. So therefore they don't have to observe it. How can it be? Izguri Izgar. It pays off. Crime pays. If you violate all the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Erech, so then you're not mechuyev to observe it anymore. He says, no, it doesn't pay. If they'll violate the Sheva Mitzvahs, they'll be punished. But even if they'll observe it, they won't get rewarded like a mitzvah v'yosa. They'll only get rewarded like Misha ain't a mitzvah v'yosa. Because there was a machlokes in the days of the Gemara where the God l'ha mitzvah v'yosa or God Misha ain't a mitzvah v'yosa. Rabbi Yosef was a Sagi Nohar. He was a Summa. And originally he thought that Godel Mishayna Mitzvah V'yosa, you get more reward. There is a machlokes that's in Perek HaChayvav. There's machlokes Reb Yudah Nachachamim. Reb Yudah is of the opinion that Summa should be Eishes Potter. A Summa who embarrassed someone doesn't have to pay boshes. So one version is that Reb Yudah only said it by boshes. There are three versions, a few versions of Reb Yudah. The other version of Reb Yudah is that he said it by boshes and by and by Misa and Malkus. In the third version, he said it, since the Summa Shehizik is Potter, So he's whoever is Potter from Beit Olam HaRaver is also Potter from Beit Olam HaMakom. Our religion begins, I remember when I was in high school, we learned Perek HaChovel. So my Rebbe said, our religion begins with the Beit Olam HaRaveris. Whoever is obligated to observe the Beit Olam HaRaveris, the Nizikin, is obligated to observe the Beit Olam HaMakom. And the Summa, according to this third version of Rabbi Yudah, the Summa is Potter from Beit Olam HaRaveris, so therefore he's Potter from the Beit Olam HaMakom also. So Rav Yosef was a Sagi Nohar, but he volunteered to observe the mitzvahs anyway. So he was wondering who gets moschar. So first he thought that the one who volunteers out of the goodness of his heart to volunteer to observe the mitzvahs, even though he's not mechuyev to, he deserves more reward than the one who is mitzvah Yosef. So he said, whoever will prove to me that the din is like Rav Yudah, that is summa is potter mikol ha-mitzvahs, that it means, it implies I'm going to get more schar than everybody else, because I'm in mitzvah Yosef, so I'll throw a party. And then when they convinced Rabbi Yosef that it's not so, the gadol ha-mitzvah Yosef, mishen mitzvah Yosef, the one who is mechuyev to do the mitzvah and observes it, deserves more reward for some reason or another. The mefarshim, the rishonim, gave different reasons. So then he changed his tune and he said, faket, whoever will prove to me that the din is that a summa is chayim mitzvahs, I'll throw a party because it'll come out that I'm a mitzvah b'yoseh, I'm going to get more reward. So that's what the Gemara says in Bava Kamma and Daf Lamed Ches. Amad v'aymoded eretz rov hayat goyim, on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked around and he saw the nochem violating the Shevin Mitzvahs B'nech, so he said, Hitalahem means that even if you'll observe the Shevin Mitzvahs, if they don't observe it, they're going to be punished. But if they do observe it, they won't get such reward like a Mitzvah V'yosef, they'll only get reward like an Eina Mitzvah V'yosef.
Rebbe?
Yes.
How do you reconcile this concept of Gadol Mitzvah V'yosef with the concept Rebbe said a few days ago, that their banans in a way are on like a greater level than the Raisa, because the Rabbanan anticipated the divine will and said, okay, let's do like this, even though Hashem didn't command it. Right? Rabbi was saying that's like, I think you quoted maybe Rav Chanan, I don't remember who quoted that.
Rav Chanan just explains that the obligation to observe the mitzvahs, the Rabbanan, is based on the mitzvah, v'haftas Hashem al-kechot, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a chavis halavavis to develop in your heart the love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's a chavis ha'ivarim. You have to demonstrate by your actions that you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how does one demonstrate that he loves someone else? By doing something to make the other person happy that the other person didn't require of him to do. So that's why we volunteer all the dinim derabbanan. That's our demonstration of Avas Hashem. But it doesn't. The Mishnah has such an expression: "Chaviv in divrei seifim yosem miyenu shal Torah, kitoyvim deidecha miyoyin." Kitoyvim deidecha. Deidecha means HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Jewish people the love that you express for me. Kitoyvim deidecha miyoyin. I appreciate your observance of mitzvahs the rabbanon, which is an indication of Abbas Hashem. Deidecha, your love for me. Kitoyvim deidecha miyoyin. I appreciate that more than yenu shal Torah, more than your observance of the dinim deraisa. If you don't observe, you know, you're going to go to Gehenna. So maybe he just observes them not to be punished. But when he volunteers, the dinim derabbanan is not mechuyev. So that's ainu mitzvah v'yosef, but he's doing the rotzon Hashem to please HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's an indication of Abbas Hashem. So in that sense, the Gemara says, chavivim divrei seifim yosem mi'ainu shel Torah. Okay. So how do you, why is there more reward than a mitzvah v'yosef? I don't know. Good question. Why is there more reward? Got to think about that. Tosus has a suggestion. Tosus, and Gemara wants to know, why is there more reward? So they say, one is mitzuveh, always has a yetzahara, encouraging him, declare your independence. Why should you be kafuf to anybody else? What do you mean? The Rabbanu Shalom is dictating to you what you should do with your life. Do whatever you act like a free man. One is not mitzvah, one is not obligated to do the mitzvah, doesn't have the yetzahara pushing him to say, don't do the mitzvah. You're not mechuyev to do the mitzvah. When I was a Talmud in the yeshiva, the Mashgiach used to be from Slabotke, Rabbi Lessen, Zechar and Levracha. So he always used to say, his lashon used to be, the yetzahara will let you shuckle by the davening. The yetzahara will let you wear a gartel Yetzer will let you wear longer payas, all the things that you're not mechuyev to do. That doesn't bother him. He doesn't want to let you learn. The mitzvahs that you're mechuyev to do, the Yetzer Hara gives you a hard time. So the one who's not mitzvah doesn't have a Yetzer Hara encouraging him to declare his independence. The one who is mechuyev, so he has to fight against the Yetzer Hara. So, and the Mishnah says in Pirkei Av is lefum tzaira agra, the reward for observing mitzvahs is given according to how difficult it was to observe the mitzvah. So if the person has a yetzara not to observe the mitzvah and he observes it anyway, then he deserves more schar than the one who's ain't a mitzvah, because ain't a mitzvah didn't have a yetzara fighting against him. That's what Tosis explains. Marami Prag doesn't explain like that. He thinks that the mitzvah v'yosa, the kiyum mitzvah, is on a higher level than the ain't a mitzvah v'yosa. V'haraya, that the Ribbono Shel Olam was not mitzvah. The Ribbono Shel Olam was mitzvah in the men to lek tefillin. He didn't instruct the women to lek tefillin. So if he didn't instruct them, it must be that when the men lek tefillin, it's a bigger kiyum mitzvah. So that's why the men deserve more schar, because by them the mitzvah is more bishlei musa. By the women, the Ribbono Shel Olam was not mitzvah them because it's less valuable. So that since it's less valuable, so that he was not mitzvah them. I thought you were going to ask a different question that all the Rishonim discuss also. There is a Ramah in Hilchas Sukkah that says when it's raining, it's Tyrus Potem in Asukkah. So what if the fellow wants to sleep, he wants to eat in the Sukkah even when it's raining? So it says, HaPata, the Yerushalmi says, HaPata Maradova V'yaseh Nikra Hedyot. If you Pata from a mitzvah, you do it anyway, so you're an idiot. Hedyot is the Greek word for idiot, English. Hedyot is, hedyot means a commoner, a plain, there's a coin gadol, and then there's a coin hedyot. Coin hedyot is not the super coin, a regular person. So hedyot means a commoner, a poshita person. So that's a kasha. How can there be a concept of gadol ha'mesavim, there's a concept of ena mitzuvah v'yoseh, that he gets reward, but he doesn't get a machlokes, but he gets more reward or less reward. And we assume he gets less reward. Why does he get reward at all? He should be hapatam aladav v'yaseh nikra hedyot. So from the fact that the Gemara says he gets reward, you say that he's not nikra hedyot. You don't get reward for being an idiot. So when do you say nikra hedyot and when not? So the Meiri in Perek HaChayvel, Anad Gemara and HaChayvel, where the Gemara has the three versions, the Mishnah quotes Perek HaChayvel, talks about Nezek Tzari Peshev is Boshet. So it quotes, Rabbi Yudahol Summa should be Eshes Potter. The Gemara has the three versions of what, three different versions of what Rabbi Yudah said. So one version is, he only said Summa should be Eshes Potter from Boshet. That's all. Then the other version, he says, no, he's Potter from Boshet and Malkus and Misa and Golus. Then the other version is Potter from all Bin Adam Machaveiras. And once he's Potter from all Bin Adam Machaveiras, he's Potter from all Mitzvahs also. So there, the Gemara talks about this Shaila by Rav Yosef. It's Gadol HaMitzuvah V'Yoseh, or Gadol Mishenim Mitzuvah V'Yoseh. So there, the Miri quotes this discussion from a group of different Mishenim. How does this jibe? The concept of Ena Mitzuvah V'Yoseh, getting reward. Why does it get reward? It should be Nikra Hedyot, it should be an idiot. Shouldn't get any reward at all. So he gives different suggestions. So the Rav Soloveitchik's Loshen was, he said, if you sit in the sukkah when it's raining, it's not teshu, we can't do. So there's no kiyum at all. There's no kiyum, so then there's no schar. Whenever you're ain a mitzvah v'yoseh, but there is a kiyum, then you get schar. So he answered the question, but he shifted the question. So now the question is, when do you say when you're ain a mitzvah v'yoseh, when is there a kiyum, when is there not a kiyum? He answered one question, but now there's another question. He did that a lot of times. He would give a big shiur, and he would answer all the questions, but then the answer that he gave created a new question. So what's the klal over there? So that's what the Miri gives a different opinions. What is the klal? When do you say that ein a mitzvah, the yoisa, one who volunteers a mitzvah, has a kiyum, even though he's not mechayim? When do you say he has no kiyum? If there's no kiyum, then there's no schar. Then there's nikra hedyot. When there is a kiyum, then there is schar. Just a question, more schar, less schar. So the Miri quotes different suggestions. So Rich Tapper.
How do the volunteers understand it?
I didn't hear.
How do the Lubavitchers understand it?
How do the Lubavitchers understand? Oh, they sit in the sukkah when it's raining. Yeah. The Rebbe wrote an essay about that. It's a very, it's a very shvacha essay. The Rebbe wrote an essay because they'll have more tzar if they'll eat at home. So since they'll have more tzar if they'll eat at home, so therefore they eat in the sukkah. Yeah. The Rebbe used to stand on Sundays quite a few years. People would stand on line, and they would carry on a conversation with the Rebbe. He would give them a dollar. They should give to the tzedakah. He gave out thousands and thousands of dollars. He said. Then after a couple of years, he started giving $2, and so people would carry on a whole conversation, and they took videos of all the people standing on line. So there's a video of a fellow from Bnei Brak standing online, and he starts giving the Lubavitcher Rebbe a hard time why they don't sleep in the sukkah. They don't, on principle, even when the weather is beautiful, they're in Eretz Yisrael, they don't sleep in the sukkah. Why? So the Rebbe printed a whole essay because Kishem Shachal Shem Shamayim Ala Chagiga, Kal Chal Shem Shamayim Ala Sukkah. So the sukkah is full of Shechina, and it's Tyrus Potam in a sukkah. How can you sleep where the Shechina is there? And when it's raining, then they do sit in the sukkah. They never sleep in the sukkah because mitztayer. So how did the Tanoim sleep in the sukkah? They were not mitztayer. How do they? And what if the person doesn't even realize that the Shechina is there? So what is he mitztayer? Maybe the big tzaddikim realize the Shechina is there. Amayinam also realize the Shechina is there. They're mitztayer. So the Rebbe answered, they're mitztayer why they don't feel bad. They're mitzvah, well, they don't realize that the Shechina is there. So it's a very funny essay. I thought it's a very shvacha essay. Very shvacha essay. This fellow from Bnei Brak was giving the Rebbe a hard time. They kept on needling him. So after a while, the Rebbe got a little angry. And then the Rebbe asked him, Mechila. He was needling the Rebbe the whole time. And then finally, at the end, the Rebbe asked him, Mechila, why he spoke harshly to him. And he gave my dog.
Rabbi, but don't the Kohanim sleep in the Beis HaMikdash?
In the basement, yeah. They have a dormitory in the basement, yeah. They don't sleep in the Beis HaMikdash.
But wouldn't there be Shechina or Kedusha there?
Probably not. It's the basement.
Don't they sleep on the side that's of the Beis HaMokeh that's in the Har Bais, not in the Azara?
Yeah.
They don't. So that's not Bimkom Shechina.
Yeah, right. They're not allowed. And Yeshiva Bazar. No one's allowed to sit in the Azar unless Malcha Beis David. Even the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to sit in the Azar. So they sleep in the Har Bais. That's right. Mechilas Lan is Kachem. Mechilas are the underground tunnels. Mechilas Lan is Kachem. When you go to the tunnels, we're all Tomei. So how can you say, can't go in the Mokam HaMikdash. They take you in the underground tunnels. There are underground tunnels in the Beis HaMikdash. Gagam Alias also Lan is Kachem. The rooftops learn this kach. Okay, so again, so there's an institution of a ger toshav. So what is this? A ger toshav is a nochri who commits himself to observe the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. What do you mean he commits himself? He's mechuyev without committing himself. What has changed because he commits himself? So Rabbi Yosef Engel has a sefer on Yerideya that's called Oitzus Yosef. Several of his farm are called Oitzus Yosef. The whole open letter to the Kotzke Rebbe about Shemitah, observing Shemitah, and it's also called Eretz Yosef, and he has a Jewish Sefer, Eretz Yosef, but this is Eretz Yosef and Yerideya, so it's Simon Beis and Yerideya, they're talking about Shechitah's Geratoshav, Geratoshav Shech Tzebehema, so it's also an Isa Nevela, Shechitah Sakam Nevela, even if he's a Geratoshav, and he doesn't worship Avodah Zarah, it's also a Nevela. So Rabbi Yosef Engler raises the question, what do you mean Geratoshav is Mekabel Olav? He's mechuyev to observe Sheva Mitzvahs even if he doesn't commit himself. So what changes? So he says what changes is that that he'll get reward like if he observes it, he'll get reward like a mitzvah v'yos. Yeah, but that's an afkamina for the reward that he'll get if he observes it. But what changes in the observance? What is he committing himself to? What is it? He's committing himself to get more reward. He didn't really answer the question. So that's where the Avnei Nezer has a different, he was a contemporary Avnei Nezer. Was the Sachar Chava Rebbe. So the Avnei Nezer has a different answer. So he says, based on a sugya in Krisa's Daftes, that the Nochrim are obligated to observe Sheva Mitzvahs ben Enoch, the bare Sheva Mitzvahs, not to eat Eve Menachai, not to do Gezel, Dinim, and so on. The Ger Tosha, because he committed himself to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs, has to observe all of the Sheva Mitzvahs in a more enhanced form. So that's why there was a machlokes in the days of the Tanai. Maybe the Ger Toshav, who committed himself not to worship Avod Zarah, has to observe Avod Zarah with all its abizrayus, with all of its related isurim. What could be a related isur to Avod Zarah? Machal Shabbos b'fahesed dina ka'ovid Avod Zarah. One who observes Shabbos demonstrates that he believes in this story of creation. One is Machal Shabbos is not demonstrating that he believes in this story of creation. So the story of creation is the basis of Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, that the one God in the world who created the whole world, and you're mechuyav to listen to the to follow Ratzon Hashem. He's the balabas in the whole world. He created everything Yesh Me'ayin. So he's the sole balabas. So that's why in the days of the Tanoim, there were opinions that a Ger Toshav is obligated to observe Shabbos. But on the one hand, why? Because he committed himself to observe Shabbos. He has to observe it with all the related Isur. But on the other hand, we have a pasuk, only the Jews observe Shabbos. Nachash Shabbos is in violation of an Issa. It's only for the Bnei Yisrael. So that's why the first Tana says that the Ger Toshav has to observe Shabbos like we observe Yom Tov. Not allowed to observe Shabbos like we observe Shabbos. Next Tana hold that's also not allowed to observe Shabbos like we observe Yom Tov. He should observe Shabbos like we observe Chol HaMoed. The third Tana is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, happens to be. And the Gemara says there increases daf tes halachik Rav Shimon Bar Yochai that the Ger Toshav is not allowed to observe Shabbos at all. It's Ki Yisrael b'chol, because even to observe Shabbos like we observe Chol HaMoed would also be a violation of Nachash Shabbos. But if not for this consideration, that Ger Toshav would have been mechuyev to observe Shabbos as an abizrahu of Avod Zarah. That's the chiddush that that the Avdenezer suggests, that the one who's mekabel Shabbat mitzvahs ben anayach has to observe the Shabbat mitzvahs in a more complete form, with all the abizrahus, with all the related dinim that go along. That's quite a chiddush. Where do you have different dinim for the Ger Toshav? Where do you have halachas for the Ger Toshav? So one halacha he has in Aseres Hadibus, it says, "Lasasgam halacha duin chaytech amoscha amtecha v'ger chashe b'sharecha." So the Gemara understands ger chashe b'sharecha does not mean a ger tzedek, does mean a Jew, a non-Jew who converted. A non-Jew converted is included in Atta. Atta doesn't only refer to the people present at Maimon Hasina. Atta refers to the Jews throughout all the generations. So ger chashe b'sharecha cannot be referring to a ger tzedek, a convert, must be referring to a ger toshav. What do you mean? A ger toshav is obligated to observe Shabbos. So the first two Tanaim say yes, he has to observe Shabbos like we observe Yom Tov, has to observe Shabbos, we observe Chol HaMoed. But the Gemara says, halachi ker b'shimen b'yichoy, we don't pass on like the first two Tanaim. So what does it mean he has to observe Shabbos? So the Gemara never answers. The Gemara leaves it hanging. The Gemara doesn't give the answer. That's the sugya increases daf tesam and alps. So Tosus and Yevamos gives you the answer. So Tosus says no. Amira the Ger Toshav is an Issa deraisa. We're not allowed to ask the Ger Toshav to do malacha for us. Amira the Akum on Shabbos, if you ask a guy to do malacha for you, that's a shvus. That's only made the Rabbanan. That's why you have a whole bunch of kulas that been welcome Yishaber. It's Yisra. The Gemara in Gittin, Dav Chesam and Ahmed Beis. The Gemara says in Gittin, Shumir Shavitzal, Hitiru. If you have to buy up land from the Goyim, and the only time you can buy it is on Shabbos, so Amira the Akum is mutter to buy the land on Shabbos. And Mishum Hatzolus Kisvi HaKodesh, if the shul is on fire, you permitted the Eskagoy to please save the Sifrei Torah, to carry them into the street, even though there's an Isra merely Akaman Hoitzah, but Makam Hatzolus Kisvi HaKodesh is Mutter, Mishum Tzah Balechayim is Mutter. They asked the Nochri to milk the cows on Shabbos. If you don't milk the cows, they'll be in pain. So Mishum Hatzolus Tzah Balechayim, we will allow Amir Liakam, a whole bunch of kulis. We allow Amir Eliyakim. That's because Amir Eliyakim is only the Rabbanan. But when Amir Eliyakim is the Raisa, all of the Kulas don't apply. So that's what Tosis explains, that Amir Eliyakim and Ger Toshav, that's an Issa the Raisa. The Ger Chashav B'Sharechom, that's a Din the Raisa. And the whole Din of Amir Eliyakim Shavus by a Nachru, who's not a Ger Toshav, that's called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kein the Raisa Tikkun. That's patterned after the din der Isa of Amir Eliyakim by a Ger Toshav. Where else do you have a din that Ger Toshav has a different halacha? Ger Toshav Shaharag B'Shoigeg says in the end of Chumash Bamidbar, I think in Parshas Maaseh, that Moshe Rabbeinu set aside 6 Ori Miklot. What did Moshe Rabbeinu set aside? 3 Ori Miklot and Eber HaYarden. And he said, when they cross over the Arden, Yeshua ben Nun should set aside the other three, Ori Miklot and Eretz Yisrael, and Lasi Lovely, Mos HaMashiach, Kirach Vasham Okechas Gevulcha, when Eretz Yisrael will be Eretz El Hashleima, we'll have up until the Euphrates. So then we'll have a mitzvah to be Mafrish, another three, Ori Miklot, adds up to the sum total of nine. For so many generations, we only had six Ori Miklot. Shaila, whether the Ori Miklot function is manazeh. Is there still a din of Ori Miklot today? What do you mean, is there still a din? To say, let's say a person killed B'shoigig. If the Bezin makes a Gemar din, let's say a person murders someone, B'mezid, person Mechal Shabbos B'mezid of Hasra. So you can't kill him today. Nobody has any smicha. You have to have a Bezin. So in order to paskin that a person has to go to the Ori Miklot, you have to, he doesn't go on his own. You have to have a Bezin of 23, a Sanhedrin, to paskin that he's chayv to go to the Ori Miklot. So the whole Ori Miklot is irrelevant today. I'll be pashtus. But in Chumash, it says that the Ger Toshev goes to the Ori Miklot also if he kills B'shegig. By Nachrish or B'shegig, there's no such din. He doesn't have to go to the Ori Miklot. Rear dinim, here and there, there's a din, a special din of a Ger Toshev. So that's what the Pasuk says. Ger Toshev B'shecha titnan b'achola is mitzvah l'hachayoso. Even though the mitzvah of tzedakah only applies to Yisrael, not to Nochrim, there's no mitzvah to give to Nochrim. But a Ger Toshev, it says v'chei imach, mitzvah l'hachayoso. Yeah, it's a mitzvah to give tzedakah. There's a Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs that sounds a little bit as if he said that because nefesh of a Ger Toshev is Decha Shabbos. So one of the big Rabbanim in Canada years ago printed this for him. So he had this Ramban, he thought that that's what the Ramban said. Others say it cannot be. That's impossible. That because nefesh of a Ger Toshev is Decha Shabbos. Sounds like a little bit from the Ramban, and that's very questionable whether that's really what he meant. So Ger Toshev has special din. So the Pasuk says, if you have Nevela, it's Mutta Bahanu, Ala Ger Toshev, Echatana Bachala, Mochala Nachri. So Reb Meir is of the opinion that Leger and Lenachri have both been in Sina or B'mechira. There's nothing wrong if you sell it to the Ger Toshev. Let's say the Nevela is $1,000 worth of meat. I'm not prepared to give $1,000 donation to the Ger Toshev. I'll give him $25 as a matona, and then the rest I'll sell to other customers. So you're permitted to sell to the Ger Toshev if it's not a sale. Let's say the Ger Toshev is richer than I am. So I'm not mechuyav to give him tzedakah. He doesn't need my handout. He doesn't need my charity. So Reb Meir is of the opinion, Echad the Ger Toshev, Echad the Nachri, Bein Benesina, Bein Memechira, everything is fine. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Dvarim Kechsovam. What do you mean, Dvarim Kechsovam? What does he mean to say? So Rashi Bayos, and Chafal from base, Rashi sounds like he's saying that you're not allowed to sell the Nevela to a Ger Toshev. How can it be? You're not allowed. What's the use of to sell Nevela to the Ger Toshev? So the Pashto says it doesn't go on that. Rabbi Yehuda says, Dvarim Kechsovam, means he's not allowed to give in a matana to a nachri, to the nachri, a mochel a nachri, to the nachri, you're allowed to sell it, but you're not allowed to give a matnas chinam, and that's the pasuk lo sechonem, and the Gemara in Abed Azar, Daf Chaf, has three brises, three tanaim, give three totally different interpretations in the verb lo sechonem. What does the word mean? So one time, and we accept all three in Yeridei, all three are din derais, all three levels of interpretation. Kodesh Baruch Hu dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu in such a way that any given pasuk can have three different interpretations, and they're all correct. They're all on the level of Daraisa. So Lo Sechanim is Miloshon Chinam, not to give a matnas chinam to the Nochri. Lo Sechanim Miloshon Chanaya, Lesitlam Chanoya Bikarka. If the Jews have full control over Eretz Yisrael, they may not allow a Nochri to live in Eretz Yisrael. We don't have full control. If they won't allow Nochrim to live in Eretz Yisrael, so then the United Nations will close down the whole Medina Yisrael. All the Arab countries will, everyone, all the nations of the world will gang up against the Jews. The Arabs don't allow Jews to live in their area, but no one's ganging up against the Palestinians. They can do whatever they want. But the Jews are unable to have such a law. Now they're not in full control of Eretz Yisrael. So that's one pshat lo sechanim, not allowed to give matnas chinam to a goy. That's Rav Yehuda holds like that. Dvarim kichsavan doesn't mean that you're not allowed to sell to a goy. It means you're not allowed to give a matan schinim to a goy. And then the second level of interpretation, Meloshon Chanoi, Lisit Lam Chanoi Bekarka. And the third level of interpretation is Loisachanem Meloshon Chain. You shouldn't praise an Ochri. What a wonderful professor he is. And you'll invite him to your weddings and so on. Some of the students invite their professors to their weddings. The Goyish professors of the Avodah Zarah. That's if you have a good cleaning lady and someone else, an Ochri is a cleaning lady, someone else is asking for a recommendation. So I say, this one is very good. The other one is no good. I have trouble from her. This one is a good one. Take her. So that's not that. Not that she's nice. The person needs an advice. Let's say someone wants to have his apartment painted or wallpaper or whatever. So I say, take this guy, don't I? He does a very nice job. Okay? So I give him a good tip. But to be nice, to praise a football player or a basketball player and to have his picture hanging up in my bedroom, that he's my hero and I look up to him. So that's Luisa Chain Be'enechem. We're going to imitate their ways. So we accept all the three levels of interpretation. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that Dvarim Kichsavan, so what do you need two psukim to say the same thing? There it says, Lois Echadim, not to give Matnas Chinam. And here it says, Dvarim Kichsavan, only the Nochri B'Mechira, not the Nochri B'Matana. What do you need two psukim? So the answer is, if not for the pasuk of... It would never have occurred to us to interpret the other pasuk. So once you have this pasuk, then I interpret the other pasuk, not to give a matan schinam. Then it comes out that there's even a lav on it. But this pasuk, there's no lav. You see, you shouldn't do it. It implies that it's like an iser essay that you shouldn't do it, but there wouldn't have been a lav. But now that you have the pasuk, so this enlightens us to the possibility of interpreting the other pasuk l'sechonim, not to give a matan schinam. So that's the machlokes of Meir Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Meir, that it's lav davke v'nochri in echad l'geir toshe v'echad v'nochri bein me'mechir bein me'matana. So what is the pasuk telling me? It's telling me that nevela is muta b'hanoah. Why would I think the nevela is also b'hanoah? That's the mocker for Rabbi Bo's klal. Kam mokim shenema l'sechlo, etc. That all macholas asuris, in principle, all macholas asuris should really be asabano, unless it's an exception to the rule. And you have 10 exceptions to the rule, and only two. Only chametz b'pesach and shara niskal are the two, and nevela. And nevela, these are the exceptions to, again. Nevela is an exception to the rule, and the rule only applies, nevela is an exception, and all the 10 exceptions to the rule. And the rule only applies to chametz b'pesach and shara niskal. Yeah, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's not what the pasuk is telling us. You don't necessarily have to say I needed the pasuk to tell me that it's mutabano. No, the pasuk says like maybe I would never have thought that it's asmano. You can't tell from that pasuk that Rabbi Bo is right. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the pasuk is written in such a way to imply not allowed to give a matan schinim to a nochri. Yeah, what's with shalei chodim yerech lenochri? He sell what shalei chodim yerech lenochri v'gid anoshe betocho. How's he allowed to give? He's sending it as a matana, the yerech lenochri, or he's selling it to the nochri. If he gives it the matana, so why isn't that an iser of matan schinim? So the answer is, if Tosfos explains from the Tosefta, if it's an Ochri Hamakiro, if it's, let's say, my Goyish next door neighbor, he used to be my Shabbos Goy. I used to sell the chametz to him every year. I always used to give him a carton with all of the schnapps. And then the night that I sold him all the bottles of schnapps, I explained to him in English. He understood English. I explained, if after the holiday is over, if you don't want it, I'll be happy to buy it back. He drank all the bottles of schnapps the same night. Then he died from a liver ailment a couple of years later. Every year, I sold him all the chametz. Whenever we needed Amir Aliakum, Mokam Tzorech on Shabbos, he would be our Shabbos Goy. On Yom Tov, he would turn on the light. Sometimes we needed lights and so on. So if it's a Nochri Hamakiro, so then there's no Isser. It's not considered Lois Chodim. It's not a Matan Schinim. because he's going to repay the taipa. Then you have the din of lesuchanim, the din of matan schinim. Yeah. Yeah, how does the Gemara say, what about chelev? Chelev is asa b'achilas. Chelev asa b'anah. No, I can't say asa b'anah. Pasuk says, the chelev nevela, the chelev trefe, yerasa l'chol malach ha'bachal lo sachlu. So it says b'ferish that chelev is mutabano. That's b'ferish. The Rambam understands from that pasuk not only that chelev is muta b'hanoah, chelev is even muta b'schayra. Usually there's a din, we're not sure whether it's a din d'araisa, a din d'rabbanon. The Gemara learns it out from the pasuk. It's a Mishnah in Shviyas. Where is it? Where's the Mishnah in Shviyas? That you're not allowed to do schare b'macholos asuras. On the next daf. Shratzim, yeah. On daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. Ari Shratzim Shaketzu. So Yodachai Be'avis V'dom Shiniz Damnu. Yeah, it's a Mishnah in Shviyas. It says, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet, that you're not allowed to do Schar B'Macholos HaSurah. It's a Shaila, whether it's a real Drosh Gmur Deraisa, or it's only a Din Rabbanan. Some, a lot of Achronim were led to believe, they thought that it's only the Rabbanan, because it doesn't sound like a Din Deraisa, that it should make a difference between Nizdamnu and to do it B'Kviyas. If my father was in a non-kosher meat business, you're not allowed to, and he dies, and then he leaves me over thousands of dollars of treif of meat, so I don't have to throw it out in the garbage, because nizdamnu. If I go hunting, I go hunting to catch wild animals that are kosher, to catch deer. So even though I catch other non-kosher animals, but since I wasn't really interested, it was nizdamnu lo, so then I am allowed to make money on that. So this difference between nizdamnu and to do it big fear, it sounds like a difference there abonim. So that's what led some Achranim to assume that the whole din of Schar B'Macholos HaSur is only the Rabban. But the Rambam writes that that's included in the Heter in the Pasuk. When the Torah says, V'chelev nevela, V'chelev trefe, Yosel l'chol malacha, Yosel l'chol malacha means you're allowed to be in the business. You're allowed to, the butcher, when they deliver the meat, the kosher geshacht and the meat to the butcher, so the butcher has to remove the gidan osher. Years ago, the butcher would remove it. I think now they probably take it out in the slaughterhouse. The goyim in the slaughterhouse know better. They know better than the rabbis. They know what's the gidan osher and what's the chelev. They know what to take out. But years ago, the butcher shop used to take it out. So the people who sell, so some people go from one slaughterhouse to the other, they buy up all of the chelev that was removed from the animal, and then they resell it at a profit. They resell it to make money. They sell it to the companies who are making soap. So to sell it to make soap, chelev is muta b'ano. And schar b'macholos hasuris is only if you're in a business that's going to lead up to eating. But if you're going to collect everybody's chelev and sell it to the soap companies, that's for the purpose of making soap. So then there's no reason schar b'macholos hasuris. So then it really, everyone will agree that it's muta. The Tosis in Merubah, at the end of Perek Merubah, when the Gemara tells the original Hashmonoim, the Ramban HaChumash writes a famous line, were Chasidei Elyon, they were big tzaddikim, they made such a rebellion against the Greeks, and they were Menashamayim, they were given such Hatzlach, Mesati Giborim, Berach Haloshim, Rabbi Madmiatim, but the Ramban says that apparently they did something wrong. So that's when the later generations, the whole Malchus Chashmonai fell apart. So come on, the end of Perek Merubah tells this story. At a certain stage, there were two brothers from the Malchus Chashmonai, Hyrcanus and Aristobulus, who were fighting with each other, quarreling who should become the king. So they had mamish a civil war. They had a whole milchama. So one of them was inside Yerushalayim, one was outside, or inside the Beis HaMikdash. I don't remember already the whole story. So every day they would lower money from inside the Beis HaMikdash for machzah shekel money to the people outside that they to pay for their korbanos tamidim u'msafim. And then they would put over the wall, I don't know if it's the wall of the Beis HaMikdash or the wall of Yerushalayim, I don't remember already, they would bring them a korban. And then one of the people outside Yerushalayim who studied Chochmas Ivanis said, "Kol zman, you're going to give them karbonis, they're not going to lose the war. So they'll remain indefinitely in the Beis HaMikdash. So don't give them any karbonis anymore." So the next day, when they lowered the money from inside to pay for a carbon, to bring the Tomas Shoshacha, Tomas Shal Ben Abay, instead of giving them a keves echad tasva boiker, instead of sending up a keves, they sent up a pig. They sent up a pig. So at that time, the Gemara says, and all of Eretzol was shaking, such a tragedy. And at that time, the Chachamim prohibited two things. Or Adam Sheilamed is Menach Chochmas Yivanis. You're allowed to teach how to speak Greek. Loshin, the Gemara says, Loshin Yivanis and Chochmas Yivanis are two different things. You're allowed to speak Greek. We used to have a professor in the yeshiva who taught Greek and Latin, Louis Feldman. He was a Yadua, he was a Shem Dov. Every Chanukah, the Chanukah Giga, he would speak for years, and he would say he has Yahrzeit for the Greeks. He has Yahrzeit for the Greeks on Chanukah, and he's going to tell you why the rabbi, what the rabbis didn't like about the Greek philosophers. He would say, what was wrong with the Greek philosophy? So the Gemara asked at that time, because the one who gave the advice that they should send up a pig spoke to them Beloshen Yevanis, and he was one who had studied Chochmas Yevanis. So the Gemara understood that when you study Greek philosophy, this may lead to apikursis. So they made an Issa, Or Adam Sheilamed is Benal Chochmas Yevanis, Or Adam Sheigadel Chazerim. You're not allowed to grow Chazerim anywhere in the world. You're not allowed to grow Chazerim. So Tosfos asks the kasha, you're not allowed to grow Chazerim, is an Issa deraisa, because you learn it out from this pasuk to do schar b'machalas asuris is awesome. So Tosfos answers, it's only asur if you're doing it l'shem achila, if you're growing Chazerim in order to be in, to sell pork. But if you're growing Chazerim in order to make footballs out of the pigskin, for other purposes, not for the purpose of achila, so then it would be muta. But then they made an isa also lam shigal chazem. So that Tosfos in the end of Perek Merubah talks about the din of schar b'machalas asur. So they give a mashal: someone is in the line, he's selling chaylev. So the Rambam gave chaylev as an exception to the rule. It's a pasuk. He also luchan malachi. You're permitted to be in the business to sell chaylev. And Tosfos holds not so. Yosel luchan malachi mi muta bana. But it's still also bischera. That Reinen pointed out that it's a. I think Reb Shlomo Levilner points it out. Machlekes between the Rambam and Tosfos. Yeah, the Taz has. That's one of the famous. The Taz has the same idea in three different places. He asks a question. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, the Chachamim prohibited Kir Shoyf Gzera de Rabbi. Gzera Shemi Avarena Dalanamis Beshus Rabbi. Someone may be Machal to Shabbos. So they prohibited Yeshkach B'Achacham L'Akadam Menatar B'Shei V'Altasa. They have the right to tell us not to fulfill a mitzvah because they're afraid that it's going to bring about the Chilul Shabbos. So the Taz is bothered. Taz quotes a kashra from his father-in-law, from the Bach. They should have prohibited Kir Shoyf on every Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov. You're allowed to carry the shofar if you need it. You carry the machzit to shul on Rosh Hashanah, but you're not allowed to play a musical instrument. Anything that, and even if it's not musical, if it's a knocker, that's a knocker around the door, that's miuchad for Hashmas Kol. So many poskim say in Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to do that either. But the Ekkes in Germany, I think the practice was they would have a bell and then they would have a knocker for Shabbos. They follow the opinion that it's only us if the thing is miuchad. The kol zemer. You're not allowed to play a piano, you're not allowed to play an organ, a musical instrument. But just a kli hamiyuchad l'ashmah is called to make noise like a knocker, that's mutam. Other yekis used to have two knockers, one for the weekdays and one for Shabbos. The weekday knocker was one metal, and the Shabbos day knocker was a gold knocker or something. That it shouldn't be over the dechol. But so that's what the Taz has to kasha. The shofar is an instrument that's miyuchad for Hashmas Kol. So they should have prohibited kir shofar, period. You should never be allowed to blow shofar because it's a kli hamiyuchad Hashmas Kol. So he quotes, so that's the kasha that he quotes from the Bach. So he quotes the Teretz from the Bach and he likes it. He says, Yesh kach b'yad chachamim, lakadob ben ha-Torah, yes, b'shei b'altase, but you can't be yoker a mitzvah mikol b'kol. You can't make exera de rabbanan keneged dovah hamafurish bater. In the Chumash, it says you have to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't say explicitly that you have to blow shofar even if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Kiyav shofar is not a malacha. It's a chachma vein a malacha. It's not a malacha. So when the Torah says you have to blow shofar, it's self-understood. that it means Bein B'chol Bein M'Shabbos, but it's not explicit. So since it's not explicit, so the Chacham had the right to make a Gzerah, Gzerah de Rabbi. You're not allowed to blow Shofar from Rosh Hashanah, Shacholiyos B'Shabbos, you may forget and carry. But if they're going to do away with Tkir Shofar, Legamri, Mikol Kol, you never blow Shofar, so that they can't do. So the Taz interprets that that's Pshat and the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shamati, the Gemara quotes a Braisa from Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis, that's where this story of Chanukah appears. My Chanukah, the Tana Rabbanon. That's a Braisa from Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis was written down before the Mishnayos were written down. That's why Rashi writes, Masech HaShabbos. It's called Megillas because the first heter to write down Torah Shebaal Peh was on the Megillas Tainis. It's a question, which was written down first, Megillas Tainis or the Pirkei de Rav Lezer? Because Pirkei de Rav Lezer was also written down, they say, before the Mishnayos, way before the Mishnayos. So the Radal, Rav David Luria, who was the end of the 1800s, he put out a sort of a scholarly edition of the Pirkei de Rav Lezer. Not that scholarly, but what they would call a scholarly edition of Pirkei de Rav Lezer. And he discusses this in his introduction to the Pirkei de Rav Lezer, which was written down first. So the Megillas Tainis starts Nisan Er Siv, and it goes in order of the Jewish months in the calendar. And it lists off all the Yom Tovim that they introduced in the Rabbanon during the Tkufas Baisheni, the Lo Lisan Rabbon, that you're not allowed to fast. That's why it's called Megillas Tainis. Which are the holidays that there's a Chiyuv Simcha that you're not allowed to fast? So in the Megillas Tainis, the Gemara in Sanhedrin quotes this. And Megillas Tainis says, Shamati, we have a tradition, Shebezim Makam Yanshin Shaloi Meradin. Bezim has the right to give the death penalty sometimes, even though in Chumash it doesn't say. They have the right to give Malkus, even though Chumash doesn't say. And some of the Girsas have in the Gemara that the Bezin Shal Chashmenoi once gave a person the death penalty when he rode on a horseback on Shabbos. It's also awesome that they're to ride horseback, but not it's mutter to ride on a horse. Because Achaynei says Atzma, it's not a violation of Shvises Behemto. You're not making your behemoth carry. There's no Isra Hitzor. Just like in the Torah, a person is allowed to carry a child who can walk. So if I get the horse to carry me, so I say, Achaynei says Atzma, so I'm not in violation of Shvises Behemta. It's not in violation of Mechamer. It's Mutamanater. It's also in the Rabbana to ride horseback. Zerushami Yachtuch Smoru. It may break off a branch in order to hit the horse, in order to whip the horse, then she go faster. So that's why they prohibited it. So the Gemara tells this story. It's only an Issa de Rabbana to go horseback riding on Shabbos. So on one occasion, someone went horseback riding and they gave him the death penalty. On the level of the Raisa, it's not chayiv. The level of the Raisa didn't do anything wrong. And they felt hashot zvicha lekachab. They're going to let this guy get away with it. So the whole Gzeret de Rabban is going to fall apart. He did it in a very demonstrative fashion, that he was riding on a horse to show that he doesn't care about the new chumra that the Chachamim made. So some have the Girsa and the Gemara that was the Bezin Shal Chashmenoim, gave the death penalty because it was that time that they made the din. Then the Gemara tells another story. On one occasion, a person did an act of pretzis and they gave him Makas Mardis. They gave him Malkus. So that's the Lashon of the Gemara quotes that Bryce said, Tana Rabbanu Shamati, we have a tradition, Shebezim Ha'akam Ha'anshu Shalom Ha'adin, V'loi Lavar Al Dibre Torah K'del Asas Tziog La Torah. What kind of a lashon is that? V'loi La'avar Al Dibre Torah K'del Asas Tziog La Torah. What do you mean? V'loi Lavar Al Dibre Torah. What does that mean? So the Taz gives a suggestion, and the Marshal has the same thing. Marshal on the bottom of the Marshal in Sanhedrin, on a different Gemara, not on that Gemara, Shamati, Shebezim, Akman, different Gemara, and there's a Chuvas Maram Lublin. They were all around the same time. They were all the contemporaries of each other in the 1600s. So they all say the same thing. Bezim, Akman, Yonshin, Shalai, Manadim, Vilalav, Adir, Tar, but you can't go Kenegadov, Amafurish, Batari. You can't, if it says in the Chumash, that you have to blow Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. You can't make a Gzera de Rabbanan to do away with the old Tkir Shofar. You can do away with Tkir Shofar on Shabbos because that doesn't say Beferish. That's what some Rishonim say is the teretz to the Kasha. Tosafot says the Kasha in the first parak of Megillah. The Chacham prohibited Tkir Shofar and Rosh Hashanah Shcholiyos B'Shabbos in the Tilos Lulav when Sukkot, first day Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. So why did they still permit the Bris Milah? When you have a Mila Bizman, a baby boy is born on Shabbos and the bris is scheduled for next Shabbos, why not be concerned, Shemi Averenu? You may forget and carry the baby, you may forget and carry the mom, you may forget and carry the knife. Why don't you make Gzeri Shemi Avarenu? So the Meiri collects there, and the Meiri Amigila collects six different terutzim from all the different Rishonim. So one of the terutzim that he gives is the Taz, is Teretz. He says, it already says in Parshas, Lech Lecha, that you should do a bris mila on a Jewish baby on the eighth day. Why is it repeated in Parshat Tazri, Abayamash Menihim, Obsara Lasai? The Gemara says the repetition, the old pasuk is to tell me that it's even Decha Shabbos. So he treats that like a Dova Hamafurish Batur. So if the Chachamim will make Exer the Rabbanon that you're not allowed to do a bris mila bismana on Shabbos, they're going against Dova Hamafurish Batur. So that they can't do. Or there's such a, the Marshal has like that. The Gemara says, the different Gemara Sanhedrin, that in the days of the Amoraim, there was a Baskoyen Shezinsa, and they burnt her alive. They burnt her at the stake. So the Gemara says he made two little mistakes. One mistake is that we don't have any din in the Fashis, Bisman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. You only have Sanhedrin Tana of 23, if it's a whole system, a whole court system, and you have a Sanhedrin Gedolah. Once you don't have Sanhedrin Gedolah, because there's no Lishkas Hagos and no Beis HaMikdash, then the whole institution of Sanhedrin Gedolah collapses. So there's no din in the Foshes. Bisman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim. There's no din in the Foshes. Then number two, Baskoyen Shezinta gets Sreifa. Sreifa, you don't give Sreifa by burning the person alive. You pour melted hot lead down his throat, and it burns out his kishkas inside. So the Gemara says he made two mistakes. What do you mean he made two mistakes? Two major mistakes. How could it be considered a legitimate Amora? So the Maharshal writes there on the bottom of the Maharsha, not Gemara, where the Gemara says he made two mistakes. He says, I think the one mistake for Aremph is the other. Historically, he says one mistake for Aremph is the other. It was a din of Bezim Akam Yanshe Shaloy Meradin. There's no din in the Foshib. There's no din in the Foshib. But Bezim Akam Yanshe Shaloy Meradin, it was a short Svichalakas, so he felt he wants to do it. But you can't do exactly what it says in the Torah not to do. It says in the Torah you give Sreifa by pouring down the melted lead, but that you have to do with the Sanhedrin at 23, Bisman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim. So you can't give that Sreifa Bisman HaZeh. So that's why he gave a different form of Sreifa. So it's not Keneged Dava HaMafurish BaTorah. To give the Sreifa the way the Torah Shabbal Peh says, that you wouldn't be allowed to do Bisman HaZeh. Because that's Keneged Dava HaMafurish BaTorah. That's what the Marshal says. I bet the Gemara says that he made two mistakes. Okay, the Marshal says one mistake for Aremph is the other. So the Marshal has a line. I'm not disagreeing with the Gemara in Halacha. He's disagreeing in history. He thinks that historically that's one kasha for Aremph is the other kasha. And you have a right to disagree with the Gemara in history. That's the Marshal in Sanhedrin. You have a right to disagree with the Gemara in history. So that's a famous Taz. That's a famous Taz. That. The Taz discusses whether Schara b'macholas asuris is an Issa deraisa and Issa derabbanan. So the Rambam quoted the pasuk, the chela nevela, the chevet trefa yasa l'chol malocha. It's mutabano. You can do whatever you want. You're permitted to do schara with chela. Taisus thinks that not. Schara b'macholas asuris even applies to chela. The Taisus in the end of Perek Meruba by that story when they made the gzeresh asa l'gadol chazerim. So Taisus holds not so, but the Rambam holds that that's included in the pasuk. So the Taz raises the issue, if you're going to say that Schar b'macholos asur is only an Issa d'Rabbanon, so how can the Rambam say that Chelev is mutter to do Schar b'harai? The Pasuk says, Yasa l'chol malach. The Pasuk doesn't prove anything. If the whole Issa Schar b'macholos asur is only d'Rabbanon, so what does the Pasuk say? On the level of the rice, you can sell, you can be in the non-kosher meat business also. You can sell the Velas of Trefus also. It's only an Issa d'Rabbanon. So how do you prove anything from the Pasuk? So the Taz says, no. Le'olam, you can say the Rambam also agrees that the Issa Schar b'macholos asur is only the Rabbanon. And then the Pasuk shouldn't be able to prove anything that Chelev doesn't have an Issa Schar with it. But the Rambam quotes the Pasuk to tell you the Chachamim couldn't, even if you say that Schar b'macholos asur is the Rabbanon, the Chachamim couldn't introduce the prohibition by Chelev because that would be Keneged Dava HaMafurish BaTorah. That's a famous Taz. He has it in three different places. One is by blowing shofar from Rosh Hashanah Shacholi is b'Shabbos. One is Schar b'Macholos Asur is by the Chelev in Yerideya. And the second Chelev Yerideya. Then the third one is in Chash Mishpat, another case. And the Meiri has it by the Bris Mila. the Meir in the beginning of the Megillah, when Tosfos asked the Kasha, why do we permit Amila Bizman on Shabbos? Why are we not concerned about Shema Avirana Dalaramis Bishus Arabim? So the Miri quotes six different answers, I think, on the Kasha. So some of them are in Tosfos. And then this one, the Miri has, Tosfos doesn't have, other Rishonim have. That's, I treat that as if it were a Dov HaMefurish Batura. The Chacham have the right to make a Gzer the Rabban and Kenega Dov HaMefurish Batura. Yes, so the Gemara raises the issue, what's the story with Gid Anoshe? Whether Gid Anoshe is Mutah B'Hanoa Anan, Machlek is Hatanah, Reb Shimon and HaChachamim. So what's the story with Gid Anoshe? The Torah says Gid Anoshe is also Bachila. And according to Rabbi Bo, whatever, we have a klal. We have a lot of exceptions to the rule, but we have a rule, in principle, that whatever is also Bachila is also Asa B'Hanoa, unless you have a Farish Pasuk that says otherwise. We have so many psukim by Dam and by Yev Merachai and by Truma and by so many things that are Asa Bachila that Mutta B'Hanoa. So that's the question over here. What's the story with Gid Anoshe? So the Gemara says, well, the Torah says regarding the Vela, Lagera Sharashachit Nanamachala Machala Nachri. It says in Nevela's Mutta B'Hanoa. Included in the animal that's Nevela is the Gid Anoshe. Kishucha Nevela, Hibi Gidahutra. The Gid Anoshe is included in the Nevela. Since the whole Nevela is Mutta B'Hanoa, so you see the Gid Anoshe is also Mutta B'Hanoa. So the Gemara says, is that a legitimate Yalfusa? Can you really say that Kashucha Nevela, Hibi Gidahutra, Gid is included? Gemara says, there is a Machlekes Hatanaim in Peregid Anoshe. That's one of the Prokem in Maseches Chulin. Peregid Anoshe. It's one of the more important Prokem in Maseches Chulin. So there is a machlokes hatanaim whether yesh begidim menaisin tam and begidim menaisin tam. It's a double machlokes. There's one machlokes where the gid is dina kibosar. Let's say besar behema tmeyo. I have an elephant. An elephant is treif. So you're not allowed to eat elephant's meat. What if I'm going to take the tusk of the elephant and grind it up and put it into some kind of a cholent, and I'm going to be eating the tusk? So the Gemara says hakarnaim gidim utlofim, the horns are not included. Atzamas, what about bones? Are bones included? So it depends. If it's atzamas rakim that is so soft you can chew them and swallow them, so that's dina kibosa. But if atzamas koshim, hard bones, you can also chew it. But it's not royal achila, so then etzem is not dina kibosa. So what about gid anoshe? What do you say? Yesh gid menaisim tam, ein gid menaisim tam. What's the din? If a person eats the Gid Anoshe of a Nevela, does he get twice Malkus? Because he ate Gid Anoshe, there's one lav, and Gid Anoshe is Dina Kibasar, so it's Besar Nevela, so he gets a second Malkus because he ate the Nevela. Or do you say, no, Ein Begid Menaisen Tam, the Gid Anoshe is not Dina Kibasar, so therefore there's no Isa Nevela. Nevela, there's no Isa Nevela, Arkanai and Gidim and Tlofim, and toenails and so on. That's not dina kibos. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. Sometimes you have a piece of meat and you have a gid sometimes in the piece of meat. So you'll eat the whole thing. You'll eat the whole piece of meat. Some people will leave it out and they'll throw it out in the garbage. Other people will eat it. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. It is, you can eat it, but most people will throw it out. So that's a machlokes, but it's dina kibos and not kinibos. That's a judgment call. Do you consider it royal achila? And it's edible, so it's included in basar, dina kibasar. It's not dina kibasar. So we pass like the Tana, ain't the gid menaisin tam, gid is not dina kibasar. So if you eat gid shal nevela, or gid shal behema tmeya, you only get one smalkas, mishum gid anasha. You don't say that gid is dina kibasar, and therefore it's basar nevela, and you get a second malkas for eating nevela. Then there's another machlokes hatanoim. What if I'm cooking a whole pot full of food, and I left in the gid anasha? And the Gid Anoshe affects a change in the flavor. You don't have shishim against it, a small piece of meat. You don't have shishim against the taste of the Gid Anoshe. They say, yesh begidin benoisim tam. Is there a din of tam kikir or not? So the Gemara says, that depends on the other machlokes. If Gid is dina kibasar, so then they say the tam kikir applies to Gid Anoshe. If Gid is not dina kibasar, then tam kikir doesn't apply. So on Yerideya, they quote a kasha from the Crazy Place. Crazy Place is a safe on Yerideya by the same author as Durim V'Tumim. the Rebbe Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz. So Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz is bothered with the question, what's the shayla, whether Gidon Nasha is nice and tam or not? Whether Gidon Nasha is dina kibosar or not? So you have to, it's a judgment call. Most people would leave it out. Most people, if they give them a piece of meat to have a Gidon Nasha, they wouldn't eat the Gidon Nasha. And some people would eat it, I got the piece of meat. So do you say, since some people would eat it, it's dina kibosar? Oh, no. Basically, it's not dina kibosar. So that's a judgment call. But the question is it nice and tam? So that's a question of metzias. So how can you have a machlokes hatanaim and metzias, but the Gidon Nasha is nice and tam? So the Gemara is, that's the kasha of the crazy places. So the pashtus, the answer seems to be, l'chayre, that the Gidon Nasha does give nesinas tam. And it's not a nice and tam livgam. It tastes good. I cooked a whole pot full of meat, and because the Gidon Nasha was there, so it changes the flavor a little bit, and it gives an esinus tam. But the machlokes hatanaim is, if gid is dina kibasar, then eating gid is an isa macholas asuris, because gid is roi lachila, so it's a dina macholas asuris, so then it's a dina of tam kiyikir. If you say, ain't the gid meraisa and tam, gid is not really roi lachila, even though if you cook it in a pot with other pieces of meat, it'll give a good flavor to the meat. It'll affect the change in the taste of the meat. It'll be nice and tam nishvach. But if it's not an isa achila, so then it's an isa swallowing. You're not allowed to swallow, you know, but you can't really call an isa achila. It's not royal achila. If your gid is not dina kibosa, it's not royal achila. So if it's not royal achila, so it's not isa macholos asuris, it's an isa belia. You're not allowed to swallow. So take, for example, the Prima Godim quotes a gemara in the end of Gidon Nasha. The din is when you eat a kazayis, turka de achilos pras, it's mitzdarf. Let's say I eat matzah, leil pesach. So I eat half a kazayis, I pause a little bit, I eat the other half a kazayis. I ate the whole kazayis, turka de achilos pras. So it's mitzdarf yachad. It's Allah al Moshe Messina, turka de achilos pras, mitzdarf. Let's say I eat nevela. Eat a half a kazayis, now I pause a few seconds, then I eat the rest later. But I ate the whole kazayis of the nevela, turka de achilos pras. So it's mitzdarf yachad. What if you eat Gidon Nasha? I eat a kazayis of the Gidon Nasha, turka de achilos, I didn't eat it the yachad. So the Prima Godim points out, that seems to be Posh B'Shant in the Gemara, that this halacha of turka de achilos pras is mitzdarf yachad, that only applies to achila. If you hold the aim to Gidon Nasha in time, it means that it's not called oichel. It's not, you can't call it an Isra Achila. It's an Isra Beliyah. You're not allowed to swallow down your throat. But you can't really call it Achila because it's not Roy Lachila. So if it's an Isra Beliyah, it's not an Isra Achila, then the Pashto says that there is no Isra, there's no din of Tam Kiyika. Tam Kiyika only applies when it's Macholas Asuras. So if you hold Ein the Gid, and I said Tam, if you hold a Gid, it's not dina kibosar, it's not roi lachila, even though it'll give a nice and tam neshvach in this soup. I'm cooking some vegetable soup, and because I put in a Gidon Nasha, it tastes a little schmaltzier than otherwise. It tastes a little better. But if you hold that ein begid menas and tam, it's not dina kemaychal, it's not an isa achila, it's an isa blia, so then there's no din of tam kika. That's a chubas haran has like that. The Ran, I think we must have discussed it more than once. Comes up very so often. Shuvas Aran has a hakira, and he says it's a machlekes harishon. Salam de Sharan. Shaila bishalakum was prohibited mid the rabbanim mishum chasnus. They were afraid it may lead to intermarriage. So that was the motivation to prohibit bishalakum and pasakum, was because it may lead to intermarriage. So what did they declare, that bishalakum is macholas asuris, or no? Maybe they declared that eating bishalakum is like dancing with a nachris, like kissing a nachris, that it may lead to intermarriage. You're not allowed to eat bishalakum, it's not macholos asuris. What's the difference? There's three nafkaminas. So one nafkamina is, let's say a little bishalakum, a nachri cooked some bishalakum, and then some of the bishalakum falls into another maichol. Do you need shishim, or do you say it's batal b'roiv? I can taste it. It's nice and tam. It enhances the flavor of the other maichol. But if bishalakum was declared by the chachamim as macholas asurais, then there'll be a din of tam kiikir. If they never declared it as macholas asurais, then it's like ain't begidin menais and tam. Then there's no din of tam kiikir. There's no din of tam kiikir. Let's say that's the marshal that I gave. Let's say someone worships his computer, Anachri, he deifies the computer, and the computer is Avodah Zarah. It's also Bano. So let's say someone else is cooking a soup, and the corner of the computer is dipping into the pot of soup that he's cooking, and it tastes better. The flavor of the soup is enhanced because of the fact that the corner of the metal of the computer is dipping into the pot, and it tastes better. So would there be a din of Tam Kiyika? Avodah Zarah is also Bano, included Achila is one form of Bano. But Avodah Zarah is not also b'achila. Let's say the Nochri worships a totem pole, or he has a tzelem of Yoshke, and he bows down to the metal tzelem of Yoshke. Usually the Nochri, the more intelligent Nochri, none of them are too intelligent if they worship a human being. Why should he be God? I might as well be God myself. Why should I worship another human being? So they're not too intelligent. But the more intelligent Christians only take the statue of Yoshke as a symbol of Yoshke. But they worship Yoshke, they don't worship the statue. But some of the less intelligent Nachrim worship the actual statue of the Yoshke. So let's say you have a metal statue of Yoshke, a wooden statue of Yoshke. You're going to say it's Macholas Asuris, it's not Asa B'Achila, it's Asa B'Anoa. One form of Anoa is Achila, but it's really Asa B'Anoa, it's not an Isa Macholas Asuris. If it's not Macholas Asuris, then there's no Din of Tam Ki'ika. So that's what the Gemara says. If you hold Ein Begidin B'Nais and Tam, then you can't say that eating Gid is an Isa Macholas Asur. It's an Isa Bliya. You're not allowed to swallow it. Then it should go down your throat into your stomach. But you can't call it Macholas Asur. If it's not Macholas Asur, then there's no Din of Tam Ki'iker. But it doesn't mean if Ein Begidin B'Nais and Tam, it simply is not Nais and Tam. No. If it's not Nais and Tam, so what is there to discuss? How is there Machlekes HaTanaim? Machlag's hatanim, what is dina kibasar or not? That's the question. Where do you draw the line? Is it called roi l'achila? Not roi l'achila. It's a judgment call. But we're talking a case. I cooked food, and in the pot with the food, I left in the gid anasha, and it gives tam, and I can taste it. That's the crazy place here, stakasha. How can you have a machlekes mitzias? The Ramban has the famous klal. Can never have a machlekes mitzias. Out of the tanoim, have a machlekes with it. Yesh begidin menais and tam or not. So they all agree that the Gid Anasha does give Nesinas Tam, and it gives Tam the Shrach. Machlokes says, if Gid is Dina Ke'oichel, so then it's Macholas Asur, if Dina is Eitz B'yam of HaTorah Srasoi, then it's not really an Isar Achila, it's an Isar Bliya. You're not allowed to swallow it down your throat. But then there's no Dina of Tam Ki'ika. So that's what the Gemara says. The Pasuk says, L'gerish HaShachatan of Achol HaMachol HaNachri, that Nevele is Mutabano. And included in the Vela is the Gid Anasha. So if Gid Anasha, if Yesh Begin, Menois and Tam, Gid is Dina Kibasar, so the Gid is also part of the Nevela. If you hold Dina Begin, Menois and Tam, it's not Dina Kibasar. So there's no Isa Nevela on the Gid Anasha. So when the Torah says that the Vela is Mutab Bahanoah, it doesn't go on the Gid, because the Gid is not Dina Kibasar, so therefore it's not called Nevela. Yeah, that's an important Gemara. Okay, then you have the famous Tosfos over here. Is Dam Bechlal Basar or not? We'll have to save that for tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow's another day. Cheerful Gemaras.